I've recovered sufficiently from my iBot investigation, so it's time now for your letters. A number of people wrote in to say that over the past few weeks, they thought they had seen me performing Romeo and Juliet with the Joffrey Ballet in Chicago. Can't a man wear tights without being recognized? Others noticed that I went away just as spring training opened. All I can say is, if Roger Clemens hasn't retired, why should I? Still others said they thought they saw me singing backup for Hank Williams Jr. at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. Well, when a friend asks for your help, what can you do? But in fact, I've just been on personal business for the past month. Thank you for your letters, though. A couple of Saturdays ago, Linda Wertheimer talked to author Philip Longman, who said liberals are having fewer babies than conservatives. Joan Reck of Colorado wrote, "While there may indeed be low birth rates among quote-unquote liberal families, the example Mr. Longman used, Vermont versus Utah, is overly simplistic. Vermont does have a low birth rate, but not because it is a liberal state. It's a state with few opportunities for young people, out-migration, and an elderly population. On the other hand, Utah is an area with a strong economy, in-migration, and a younger population." Nicholas Dankers of Monroe, Washington, was listening to Chris Joyce's story last week on the forensics exhibit at the National Institute of Health. He was eating breakfast at the time and wrote, "I consider myself to have a strong stomach, but this story made my audio digestive system start to protest. Please consider the dietary habits of the listening audience when covering topics that delve into post-mortem details." And Laurel Colpitz of Mandeville, Louisiana, enjoyed Linda's profile of a 90-year-old bootmaker named Paul Bond. She writes, "I've never had a pair of handmade boots, but have appreciated the concept ever since I heard a song by Jerry Jeff Walker about an old bootmaker. I was hoping that you would play that song at the end of the segment. Charlie Dunn would have been perfect." Well, what about a week later?
Charlie Dunn, yeah, the boots set her on her feet. It made Charlie real pleased to see me walking with ease.
You can give us a holler on our website. Come to npr.org and click the icon that says Contact Us.
Well, Charlie's been making boots over there, he said, about 50-some-odd years. He said once you had a pair of handmaids, boy, you never wear a snowball pair. Charlie can tell what's wrong with your feet just by feeling them with his hands. And he can take a look at the boots you wear, and he knows a whole lot about the man. Charlie Dunn, he's the one to see. Oh, lady, Charlie Dunn, the boots that are on the feet. It makes Charlie real pleased to see me walk.